Dear one, there is presence in the silence. In the dark, where you feel alone, there is presence. It's the same presence that was there in the dark, in the emptiness before the world began. That presence is with you now and is as close as your turned attention, closer than your next breath. In fact, to connect with that presence, all you have to do is breathe. But don't just take a breath. Receive it. Receive your next breath from the source of all life. The one who breathed life into the very first human being is breathing life into you now. The breath is spirit, and the spirit is with you now, filling your lungs with life, filling your life with fresh hope. Hope to believe that you're not alone, because you're not. Breathe in life. Breathe in hope. Breathe in love. The presence is love. Love that never leaves you alone. Love that demands nothing but wants to give you everything your soul longs for. Love that sees your pain and looks on you with compassion. No judgment, no reason for shame. Love that sees the pain and foolishness behind every bad thing you've ever done and forgives you fully, aching for you to forgive yourself. Love that sees who you're created to be and believes that you still can be. You are that person. For it was love who created you. You were created by love, for love. Alone is a lie that wars against the essence of your existence. It dissolves in the light of truth, the truth that you are loved by love itself, the source of all the love in the universe. That love loves you. That love is God, source, spirit, presence, the one, God. Not an impersonal force, not merely the universe, the one who created the universe, who had an idea for it and made it happen. The one who created you, had an idea for you and made you happen, because you matter, no matter what the story was with your parents. For you see, your parents are not really your parents. They are, but they're not. They're not really where you came from. They're just the folks you came through. But your real dad is God. No matter what kind of dad you had on this planet, your real dad is out of this world, literally. And no matter what you may have heard, he is the most loving daddy of all the daddies. Seriously, let that sink in. I'm sorry if some folks have trash-talked your dad and given him a bad rap. Let me set the record straight. He's not distant. He's not an angry punisher. And he's not mad at you. He just wants to be with you. So much that he would do anything and give anything to make it happen. And the good news is that he already did. And the better news is there's nothing he cannot save you from. No hole too black. No mess too big. His name actually means God saves. So there's no place you can go on this earth or in the depths of your own soul that he cannot save you from. And he wants to. He's a good guy like that. He wants to be your hero. And he wants to be your friend. The best friend you've ever had. The kind who's always there, doesn't get mad when you do stupid stuff, and always loves you no matter what. The kind who will still show up for you, even when you've turned your back on him, and not even hold it against you. He just patiently waits for you to come back around, because love is patient. That's who he is and what he does. So he waits. And he's waiting for you now, waiting for you to say yes. Yes to love, yes to life, yes to being with him. Yes to letting him help you and guide you. He's got these distinct advantages of being omniscient and omnipotent, as well as omnipresent. So it turns out to be a really good deal, especially since he is love and therefore can't do anything selfish or manipulative or anything that's not for your benefit. He literally can't. It would go against his nature and tear the fabric of who he is as a being. And given the fact that he's the only uncreated being, that's saying something. His loving nature won't allow him to do anything that isn't love. There aren't words enough or time enough to tell you all the benefits he wants to bring into your life, all the goodness he already planted inside you he wants to draw forth, so much so that you will be amazed at yourself and who he made you to be. It starts with unconditional love, indestructible joy, and militant peace, no matter the circumstance, and an absolute drive to set all things right and as they should be. Not to mention piling on hope that rises, abundance that overflows, and miracles that will touch your heart and blow your mind. That's just the beginning, and we never really come to the end of his goodness. He set it up so that we get to spend all of eternity seeing it unveiled, wave after wave, forever. So, friend, we've got plenty of time to discover the blessings and treasures with your name on them. But for today, know that you are a treasure in the eyes of the one who made you. Receive his love as you receive the breath. And receive his love through me as these words were written for you, from my heart to yours. I hope one day I'll get to meet you, and I hope today this meets you right where you are, to remind you that you're not alone, even in the dark. You have friends you haven't even met yet, and I'm one of them. So if it helps, know that I'm holding you close in my heart. I'm praying for you and sending hugs your way. Heaven's sending hugs too, along with angels specifically assigned to you. Yes, you. Your divine assignment isn't finished yet. You're here for a reason. And if you don't yet know what that is, perhaps you'll find out soon. Even if your soul forgot, your spirit will remember. May the dark place you were in be a little lighter now, and growing lighter all the time. Less heavy and less dark. Lighter, lighter, lighter still. A divine awakening. An awakening to who you are and what you've always known. An awakening to the one who loves you most and your place in the grand story. He's made 100 billion of us so far, and you're not like anyone else. You're uniquely created to reflect facets of God's character and nature in ways that no one else can. So without you, we all miss out on a little piece of God. No pressure. That'll come through naturally just by you being who you are as you let him live inside you. Simply receive the breath and life and love, and the rest will take care of itself. So rest now, friend. Rest in knowing you are loved by God and by me, with unwavering hope and deep affection, April.